Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
My goodness, who was it that said it? I always want to give credit where credit's due. The TV stations are the ones that take other people's thoughts, other people's stories, and then they never give anybody credit for it. But that's, it's not really the journalistic ethic thing to do, but hey, that you do you. But I always like to give credit where credit's due here. Let me see, who was it that said it? They said, my goodness, Tim Sheehy gets more people at his rallies than Kamala Harris. Now, I know that's not too hard, but, I mean, she's a presidential candidate, and he's running for the United States Senate back here in, lower population Montana, and massive turnout. Here we go. Oh, Tom N. On X. I retweeted his tweet via, x.com/AaronFlint. You can find it from about 16 hours ago. My goodness, it was a Tuesday. You guys do the math for me. 16 hours ago, what time of day would that have been? Was it yesterday afternoon? I think it was yesterday afternoon. Tuesday afternoon in Kalispell, Montana. Not even the most populated city, if you want to call it a city, in Montana. And something like 1,000 people showed up. They must have been at the fairgrounds. That place is completely packed with people. You had Governor Greg Gianforte serving as the MC, introing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, and then Ben Shapiro in the house, a conservative commentator, Ben Shapiro. What an absolute crowd in the middle of a Tuesday with 2 weeks to go before Election Day. And, Tim Sheehy draws more people than Kamala Harris, which is true. But I also, is it that hard to draw more people than a Kamala Harris rally? Meanwhile, John Tester, what is he even doing? I mean, he's just so desperate at this point right now. Apparently, he was in Glasgow yesterday, and he didn't even tell all the local press that he was going to be there because he didn't want everybody to know. It's just like, how embarrassing. And what, speaking of embarrassing, what about the liberal Lee newspapers, the Billings Gazette, the Helena IR, the Missoulian, all those guys? So Tim Sheehy gets like 1,000 people, about 1,000 people show up for a Tim Sheehy rally in Kalispell. Nothing in the Lee newspapers, at least that I've seen already. It's certainly not on the Billings Gazette website. Now, maybe it was in the print edition, but we never see the print edition anymore. Nobody sees the print edition hardly anymore, except for Gary. Gary in Billings, for some reason, he keeps subscribing to the liberal Lee newspapers. But anyway, I'm looking at the front page. It's another hit piece on Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. But no, see, this is how the liberal Lee newspapers work. This is how they operate. 1,000 freaking people show up for a Tim Sheehy rally in Kalispell. Nothing in the liberal Lee newspapers. But the Democrats host some phony press conference in Missoula with like 4 people, and they get a big story. Well, it's not big because the Lee newspapers have shrunk so badly. And they get a story. No wonder the Billings Gazette and the Missoulian had to sell their nice buildings because they have just destroyed their newspapers. What an embarrassment.
Securing America.
Election Day is nearly here, and officials in Washington, D.C. are already looking ahead to security needs for the Electoral College count on January 6th and the inauguration on January 20th. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
The United States Capitol Police are prepared to ensure a peaceful transfer of power at the Capitol, regardless of the victor.
Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith says there will be additional law enforcement brought in.
We're close to about 4,000 individual police officers that are expected to provide support for MPD here in the District of Columbia for inauguration.
Officials say there are no credible threats right now. But Mayor Bowser reflected on the lessons learned from January 6th, 2021.
One of the biggest was better coordination among the federal branches.
The Electoral College count and the inauguration are both national special security events. Kevin Yetzman, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see breaks of sun and some increasing clouds throughout the day today. High temperature readings from 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, rain showers move into the area, mixing with or even turning to snow at some of the higher elevations around Bozeman. Low temperature readings from around 30 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings, where the precip stays as all rain. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Hey, well, that was a nice surprise on Tuesday's Montana Talks. Kimberly Strassel with the Wall Street Journal jumped in and joined us in studio for pretty much the entire statewide show. Plus, we had the Joker from Twitter, John Jackson, in the house with us, and we got to take your phone calls. That's what we're planning on doing with Wednesday's Montana Talks, taking your phone calls so you get a chance to be heard all across Montana with Montana Talks. We take a statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, who do you want on your team? Who do you want on your team? We're picking right now. Do you want Tulsi Gabbard on your team? Or do you want Liz Cheney on your team? Somebody already responded. I put a poll on Twitter. I put a poll on X just a couple of minutes ago, x.com/Aaron Flint. I'm going to pin that one to the top of my profile here so it's a little easier to find so you can just see it right when you go there. So far, let's see, what are the poll results here? We've got 8% said Liz Cheney, 91.7% said Tulsi Gabbard here. Who would you rather have on your team, Tulsi Gabbard or Liz Cheney? I think you and I know the answer to that one here. Tulsi Gabbard officially joining the Republican Party yesterday at a Trump rally, making that announcement. We've got the audio we can share with you here later this morning. But I mentioned, man, speaking of big rallies, Ben Shapiro in Kalispell, Montana, for the Tim Sheehy rally yesterday. Holy cow, about 1,000 people packing the room there. I'm going to do a little radio check since it's only 6:14 in the morning. Can you guys help me out here? You guys are always helpful. You guys are like our guest producers on the show here. I've got audio of Ben Shapiro's remarks. The audio quality, it's okay. You know, if you just want to hear what he has to say, you can hear what he has to say. But what I want to know is, does it sound good enough for you to hear him over your radio, or if you're listening on the app, does it sound good on the app? Because I want to play a couple more highlights, especially later this morning, when our friends in Kalispell will jump in on the conversation on KJJR. So you guys tell me. Now, Travis, keep your finger on the red button just in case my little transcription service here doesn't cue it up in the right spot, because before it gets to the part where I'm going to play here, Ben Shapiro talks about how, let's face it, things have been kind of, let's just say, Adam Schiffy. Things have been Schiffy. And then Ben Shapiro says this, and again, you guys tell me if you can hear the audio okay.
So, a possible Harris administration would, of course, be a disaster for 1,000 reasons. A Harris administration, with God forbid, a Democratic Senate, would be a cataclysmic disaster on a whole different scale. She has already vowed that she would kill the filibuster if she were given that opportunity. She would then stack the Senate with a couple of extra states that would presumably add more Democratic senators. She would stack the Supreme Court. She would move to change the voting rules. She would actually fundamentally restructure how government is done in the United States. That's aside from all the terrible foreign and domestic policy that she would then pursue. But, you know, one of the reasons that I'm out campaigning, this is something I've never done before, by the way. I've literally never taken part in political campaigns. This is the first year in my entire career. I mean, it's not too much. Because what's at stake is not just slight differences in the marginal tax rate. What's at stake here is not merely the trajectory of spending, which unfortunately has been not great under both parties. What's at stake here are fundamental values, fundamental American values. There is a civilizational battle going on. And it's not just a civilizational battle that's going on inside the state of Montana, or even just in the United States. It's a Western civilization-wide battle that is going on right now. And this election is part of that battle. And I'm going to spell out the consequences of that battle, the stakes of that battle. Because politics is all the stuff that we do on the surface. Values, that's the stuff that's the base of the iceberg. That's the stuff that actually life is made of. And politics is just a manifestation of those values. So what are the competing sets of values that we're talking about here? Well, the values that built this country, the values of the people of Montana, the values of the people of America, have always been what I call lion values. L-I-O-N. Like the value of a lion. Okay, and that really breaks down into values like you take care of your community. You have a duty to your family. These duties have been inherited from your ancestors and you owe them to your children. Right? You have a duty to go to church, be part of your community. You have a duty to go out and earn. You have a duty to build. And what that means is that Americans have manifested these values in three main ways. One, as innovators and providers and entrepreneurs and pioneers, right, as people who go out and hunt, and the people who cross the mountains to get to this place, to live in harsh environments and build places like Montana, these were not people who were like, where is my welfare check? These were people who left more secure places, to go to less secure places, through devastatingly difficult circumstances, through conditions that we would consider to be absolute abject poverty, in order to build. These are people who create. These are entrepreneurs. Today, they need people like Elon Musk, who of course is campaigning for President Trump. One of the amazing things to consider about humanity and about Americans and the entrepreneurship in this country is when you consider that everything that Elon Musk is putting into a rocket today, those are materials that were on Earth when the cavemen were walking the Earth. The materials on Earth have not changed. The only thing that has changed is the entrepreneurial spirit, the innovation, property rights, freedom of speech, right? These are the things that make all of this possible. These are civilizational values. And America has taken advantage of that and has built the greatest civilization in the history of mankind on the back of all of that. And it's not just innovators like Elon Musk, it's people who go to work every day and work to actually make their community better, make products and services and goods, and make life better for everybody, who bring home the pay so their family can be raised properly. Right? Those are the providers, those are the hunters.
That's right.
And then there are the warriors. Right? Those are the people who are out there on the front lines, on police, firefighters, our soldiers, people like Tim Sheehy, actively on the front lines defending this country.
Wow, what a great message there from Ben Shapiro in Kalispell. Sounded good in my headset. How did it sound over your radio, over your app on your smartphone? If that's how you're listening to us this morning, shoot us a message on the Montana Talks app. Say the audio was good enough to hear that great message. Then we'll share more of Ben Shapiro's remarks later this morning right here on Montana Talks.
A Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Kamala Harris's problem right now is that she's making very little news, while Donald Trump can make news every couple of hours. My Trump Tower interview with the former president been picked up everywhere, from a lengthy piece in the New York Times to a couple of clips being played on The Daily Show. And when he found out that Kamala Harris didn't have any public events yesterday, he called her lazy as hell. Now, back during my Mar-a-Lago interview with the former president, he admitted that he sometimes uses inflammatory language to generate media attention. With Politico dubbing this the genitalia campaign, Trump knew his discussion of Arnold Palmer's endowment would cause cries of outrage by the other side. His brief stint at McDonald's was so striking visually that it was replayed again and again and again on television. Harris did come back and say she supports an increase in the federal minimum wage and Trump does not. Yes, it was a stage stunt. Big deal. Politicians do that all the time. With your Media Minute, Howard Kurtz, Fox News.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. We'll see breaks of sun and some increasing clouds throughout the day today. High temperature readings from 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in Billings. For tonight, rain showers move into the area, mixing with or even turning to snow in some of the higher elevations around Bozeman. Low temperature readings from around 30 in Bozeman to about 42 in Billings, where the precip stays as all rain. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombley.
Here we go again. The liberal Montana media is so desperate to prop up John Tester with 2 weeks to go before the elections. All they can do is trot out the same fake news they trotted out 6 months ago. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. You got to see the latest as we call out the fake news liberal media. Plus, George Soros. That's right. George Soros is the far left white guy funding a group called Western Native Voice. The details, MontanaTalks.com.
Bullet points.
I'm Evan Brown. There has been a growing movement over the past decade to restore civil rights to convicted felons after they've completed their prison sentences. Even Florida voters in 2018 voted in favor of restoring voting rights to felons who've served their time. But what about restoring Second Amendment rights? Felons lose their rights to bear arms, too, upon conviction. Now, some felons are challenging such laws, citing the U.S. Supreme Court's Bruin decision, which mandates gun control laws be rooted in tradition or history. Thomas Jean Rael of Colorado was convicted in 2022 of possessing a firearm as a prior offender. But Colorado's second highest court now rules the state's laws keeping freed felons disarmed is constitutional, despite Rael's claim the law violates Bruin. A federal appeals court hearing a different case had also ruled similarly. And those are your bullet points. I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordblond. Farmers and ranchers are very frustrated this morning over the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee recommendations released yesterday afternoon. In particular, cattle producers are alarmed by the committee's recommendation to replacing high-quality proteins like beef with a plant-based diet. Ethan Lane is Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
The members of the advisory committee introduced at the very last minute new unreviewed science draft research that has not been vetted by any other researchers. They made recommendations that essentially instruct Americans to return to a previous type of eating focused on beans and lentils and things like that, that much of the third world is actively trying to rise out of at this point and seeking ways to afford more high quality nutritious animal protein like we enjoy in the United States. This is an absolutely out-of-touch process that does nothing to serve Americans at this point.
Despite declining red meat consumption over the past 40 years, NCBA points out that obesity and chronic diseases are rising. Lane added that the committee's recommendation to cut red meat further marginalizes the 80% of Americans who eat meat.
It's extremely disappointing, and we're hopeful that the Secretary of Agriculture and others will see the error of this process and take action to try to get it back on course so that it can produce some kind of a result that actually helps Americans understand how important it is to have animal protein like beef in a healthy diet in order to make sure you're getting those nutritional needs that are so important at every stage of life. NCBA is going to stay involved and aggressively advocate for our members and for this industry to ensure that these completely unhinged recommendations do not make their way forward and impact Americans' daily lives moving into the future.
On the vegetable end, the National Potato Council criticized the Dietary Guidelines Committee for recommending reduced starchy vegetable intake despite Americans not eating enough vegetables. The potato growers argued this lacks scientific support and could confuse consumers. However, they did welcome the decision not to classify starchy vegetables like potatoes as interchangeable with grains, preserving affordability in programs like school meals.
Don't miss a beat on the latest trends in pulse production with the Pulse Potential Webinar Series. The series offers valuable education on pulse production, covering topics such as benefits, trends, market drivers, and the journey from producer to processor. October features Zach Bateson with the National Agricultural Genotyping Center, and December will host Weston Merrill with the Montana Department of Agriculture. Miss the webinar? Catch the playback. Search Northern Crops Institute and click on webinars and dive into the power of pulses.
Attention all growers and ag retailers. Tired of losing the war against wild oats? It's time to bring in the big guns. Avidex and Fargo herbicides from Dowen USA. These Group 15 herbicides are your ticket to controlling Group 1 and Group 2 resistant wild oats and suppressing brome and ryegrass. Don't let these weeds invade your field. Take charge. Contact your local ag retailer today.
today. Get your hands on Avidex and Fargo. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
And we've shared it before. Time is running out for farmers and ranchers to file with the federal government the beneficial ownership information with the Treasury Department by January 1st. The Farm Bureau says more than 230,000 farms are required to file, but government data indicates less than 11% of all eligible businesses nationwide have done so. For more details, visit westernagnetwork.com. I'm Lane Nordblond.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right. Thank you to Tim and Billings and Bruce and Ennis for the feedback on the audio there with the Ben Shapiro clip that we played with you. They said, yeah, it's tinny but understandable. That's what Bruce said. So if you guys think it's good enough to air over the air, I'll play more highlights here later this morning. It's just a question of how much, but no, that's good to hear. I mean, thankfully, our listeners want to hear good information. You know, audio quality is always, you know, a very important part of that. But at the same time, and we're not playing music around here. We're not playing other than the, you know, bumper music, sometimes good, sometimes bad. All right, let's see. We got the phone lines open for you here on this Wednesday, 406-294-0970. Here's what else is cool that we got coming up for you on this Wednesday. Normally, David Noble joins us every Thursday on this show, but he's got a busy Thursday ahead, but less than 2 weeks to go until Election Day, so you know David Noble is going to show up. You know David Noble is going to share some thoughts with you, some great thoughts with you. He's going to join us here on the Wednesday show a little later on in the 7 o'clock hour, around 7:20. We've got a guest joining us at 7:10, so he's going to join us around 7:20. And then, thankfully for our listeners in Great Falls and Kalispell, he's going to stay with us until about 8:30 this morning, so that'll be fun to have a full hour with David Noble coming up here next hour of the program. We'll get the woke update of the week and so much more. Let's see, where do we start? I guess I mentioned Tulsi Gabbard announcing that she is officially joining the Republican Party. This is Tulsi Gabbard, who was a Democrat member of Congress from Hawaii. She is a fellow Iraq war veteran. And she has had it with the Democrat Party. She is officially joining the Republican Party. Here's what she shared at a Trump rally yesterday.
And it is because of my love for our country, and specifically because of the leadership that President Trump has brought to transform the Republican Party and bring it back to the party of the people and the party of peace, that I'm proud to stand here with you today, President Trump, and announce that I'm joining the Republican Party. Joining the party of the people, the party of equality, the party that was founded to fight against and end slavery in this country. It is the party of common sense and the party that is led by a president who has the courage and strength to fight for peace.
All right, there you go. Powerful message from Tulsi Gabbard. You might remember Tulsi Gabbard joined us a couple of times here on Montana Talks here in recent weeks, because not only is she endorsing President Donald J. Trump, but if you want President Trump to bring success to America, that's also why she is endorsing Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy in the U.S. Senate race here in Montana as well. All right, back at Walls, you nut job. You've screwed up Minnesota. You let Minneapolis burn. You took how many trips to communist China, paid for by the communist Chinese? Oh, and then you bailed on your troops when they needed you the most. They got deployed to Iraq. You saw the deployment coming, and you ran with your tail between your legs, you freaking coward. My goodness. Oh, now that he's going to run with this fake news. One of the people that was interviewed in that story that they just referenced about the supposed Hitler quote there just called out the author of that story on X and said that's a blatant lie. You are totally misrepresenting what the source of that story even talked about. I mean, these people are so They are so deranged. They are so delusional. It's just, I mean, I think, was it Tester will not be reelected, the gal out of Eastern Montana? I think she sent a tweet yesterday, finally just asking the Montana Democrat Party, are you guys drunk? I mean, I know they're drunk on power back in Washington, D.C. I know the media is drunk on whatever power they think they still have left, even though people are listening to them less and less and less all the time. But like, what else do you say at this point? Are you guys drunk? I mean, you get this Tim Walz guy on the stage. I mean, the tweets from the Democrat Party, the front page of the Billings Fake News Gazette. Are you guys drunk? I am embarrassed on your behalf. Let's go to Tim in Billings. Tim, what's going on?
Good morning, Aaron. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, my voice is a little soft and weak this morning. I almost feel like I've been yelling at a Trump rally for the last week. Tim Walz, disgrace to the honor of any veteran who served, when he starts talking about his service, because what would be a good description of his weapons of war that he carried? Dropped twice, never fired, you know? Like, as soon as it came up that he may have had to use it, he turned, tucked tail and ran, you know, while there's, you know, millions of other Americans who proudly served and went wherever they were asked to go and gave the ultimate sacrifice and sacrificed their lives, their time with their families, with their loved ones, sacrificed their other potential avenues of life that they may have had to serve our country, and then he wears that badge of a veteran, you know, and he didn't do diddly squat when he was asked to do so. What a farce! But another thing I wanted to ask, I was kind of tied up all day yesterday, and I sent an email to you about a Marine Corps veteran who went on to a Delta Airlines flight and was made to change her sweatshirt because she's a veteran suicide prevention advocate, and she's wearing a sweatshirit.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that.
Just disgraceful.
I haven't seen that story anywhere else yet, but so I haven't, you know, other than the link that you sent me. But yeah, that I couldn't see why that shirt would justify, you know, not allowing them to wear it on a plane.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, we had a great event last night. I got to go to the Mountain States Policy Center dinner that they had at the DoubleTree Hotel in Billings, Montana last night. Kimberly Strassel with the Wall Street Journal was the keynote speaker, and fascinating to get her insight and get a chance to hear more from her. Had a great crowd. A lot of Montana legislators were in the house for that event last night as well. If you missed the 9 o'clock hour of the show on Tuesday, not only did we have John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us, but Kimberly Strassel basically ended up joining us for the full 9 o'clock hour as well. So that was fun. So we got her take on the elections at the national level, free speech. She even weighed in on these constitutional initiatives here in Montana because she actually lives in Alaska. So she has seen rank choice voting firsthand, and so she told us what a mess that is. And which is exactly why people are being encouraged to vote against both CI-126 and CI-127 here in Montana. One, for those of you early risers who may have missed our chat with Kim Strassel yesterday on the show, one little back and forth that I want to share with you. She did a big story in the Wall Street Journal. She did a big column. I think it printed Friday, I think is when it printed in the Wall Street Journal, pointing out all of these phony attacks on Bridger Aerospace, the Belgrade, Montana aerial firefighting business that was founded by Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. She pointed out how the Democrats and John Tester in particular have been deliberately attacking and undermining that business, all because they want to make Tim Sheehy look bad. all because they want to benefit politically by trying to destroy a Montana business. So they're trying to harm Bozeman. They're trying to harm Gallatin County. They're trying to harm the veterans that work for that business, the stockholders, the people that have 401ks. The Democrats are trying to harm everybody in Gallatin County in order to help themselves. This is the pattern of John Tester. Anyway, we'll get to that here in just a second. But first, we got Nancy in Roundup on the phone lines. Nancy, what's going on this morning?
Well, good morning, Montana Talks family. I just want to talk quickly about the EU and globalists. They're one of the same. But as a side note, Bill Gates, a globalist, he just gave Kamala Harris another $50 million for her campaign. So there's a lot of money here at stake.
Yeah.
And but I want to talk about the EU. I'm getting really, really concerned about their attempt of stifling free speech globally. And, of course, we know that the Digital Markets Act, DMA, which is the EU, they attacked Apple, Google, and Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok. And this is really getting more and more serious. Now they're looking at booking and Twitter X. They want to put more regulations on them. And, you know, this is also a kick in the butt to the American economy, big tech, when they start attacking our big tech. And I don't like it. You're in the media business. I'd like to know your thoughts on this. I really feel threatened as a human being and also as an American by the EU. What do you think, Aaron?
Well, I think you're spot on, Nancy, and it's so reminiscent of what was happening down in Brazil. Remember Twitter, the old Twitter, before Elon Musk took over Twitter, and we found out that Twitter was colluding with senior officials at the FBI, political operatives, to interfere in our elections, to suppress your free speech rights, and that was what old Twitter did. They interfered in our elections. And then Elon Musk buys Twitter, and then he makes it a free speech platform. But remember, not only did they interfere in the elections in the United States of America, old Twitter, old leftist Twitter, interfered in the elections down in Brazil. Now, remember, why would old leftist Twitter want to interfere in the elections down in Brazil? Because you had a great president down there by the name of Jair Bolsonaro. And he was called like the Donald Trump of Brazil, the Donald Trump of South America. So old Twitter not only had to take out Donald J. Trump, they had to take out the Donald J. Trump of Brazil. And they were successful. They got this radical leftist in charge. Now you've got a pro-China, a pro-communist China government down there. They've allowed Iranian vessels to port in Brazil for the first time in who knows how long. So basically, you had a left-wing American company, Twitter, colluding with left-wing operatives inside our own government to undermine President Donald J. Trump, but also to undermine pro-America, pro-freedom, pro-free market leaders down in South America to install radical leftists who have an anti-American posture and a pro-China and a pro-Iran posture. And then now you've got, you know, leftists in Europe trying to do this. So now that Elon Musk has turned X into a free speech platform, now the leftist courts down in Brazil were trying to block and ban Twitter, X, as it's called now. And this is what these leftists in Europe are trying to do, too. They're trying to figure out ways to punish or block X. That's why what Ben Shapiro just said a few moments ago was exactly the big picture, that this is about – this isn't just about a Senate race in Montana. This isn't just about a presidential race. This is about entire Western civilization is on the brink right now. Your thoughts, Nancy?
Well I agree with you 100%. And just look at Venezuela right now. They're hacking – attempting to hack into our election now, trying to change the ballot counts and everything else. It's extremely dangerous. And I tell you, Aaron, I really appreciated that breaking news tweet of yours yesterday about the ballot tampering showing that guy in Glacier County. I spread that all over my Facebook and my Twitter to all my Montana friends. They were unaware of it. But
wasn't that crazy?
I don't know.
Wasn't that crazy? Yeah, I didn't even tell our listeners about that one. If you get our app alerts like you got or the tweets, you saw it. Yeah. A Democrat operative was busted tampering with a ballot drop box in Glacier County, Montana. There's two drop boxes, one in Cut Bank, one on the Blackfeet Reservation in Browning. And this Democrat operative, who has been paid by the Democrat Senatorial Committee at the national level, one of Chuck Schumer's operatives, busted tampering with a ballot drop box. That is a massive story. Fox News posted the video. I tracked down more information.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot, Aaron. And it's just tragic. It's just heartbreaking. I mean, we have such a fantastic country. If the Democrat progressives would just leave it the hell alone.
Good point. Well, Nancy, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. And, you know, the good news about that story about the Democrat busted tampering with a ballot drop box here in Montana. Again, go to MontanaTalks.com for that headline. Or, heck, if you're in Butte right now, you can find that on the 1370 KXTL website and app as well. If you get their app alerts, you would have seen that story as it broke yesterday. I was trying to go to the gym, and then this breaking news starts happening, so I was like, okay, let me get this story out, because you know the fake news media in Montana isn't going to want to get that story out, right? They're too busy running the old fake news stories that they tried to run on Tim Sheehy from 6 months ago, and it ain't working, but so they can't report the actual news of the day because they're too busy re-racking their BS phony hit pieces from 6 months ago. Something else, Nancy, you know, touched on something, and again, it ties in with exactly what Ben Shapiro had to say there about this is really about Western civilization being on the brink. I was the MC for the Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner in Kalispell a couple of Fridays ago, but my incredible wife Jessica got to speak. She was one of the speakers at that Lincoln Reagan Trump dinner, and she made a very good point that when it comes to free speech, the rest of the Western world, what you would think of as the free world, the Western world that would share our principles about free markets, freedom, free speech, the rest of the Western world has already abandoned free speech. They have abandoned this notion. They have abandoned this concept of free speech. We are the last one standing. There is nowhere else to go. We are the last ones standing. So are we going to stand for these freedoms? Are we going to stand for free speech? Because Ben Shapiro is exactly right. The entire Western civilization is on the brink right now. Veterans, so many incredible veterans out there who have served our state, who have served our country. There's over 100,000 veterans here in Montana. We've got a great opportunity for one special Montana veteran. This is a $50,000 value. Yellowstone Family Dental is going to donate their services to a Montana veteran, $50,000 value. If you are a veteran or if you know a veteran who needs a lot of dental work, like you've just got a whole bunch of problems with your teeth, several missing or failing teeth, they are going to donate upper set of dental implants, lower set of dental implants. To one Montana veteran, you can nominate a veteran today. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com. That's MontanaDentalImplants.com. And check them out, because, man, I've been to their facility. I've met their whole team. They produce some incredible dental implants. You're going to want to check them out.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The saddest story I saw is, yeah, give up your dreams of a backyard and the American dream. Maybe you need to settle for a townhouse because the economy's never coming back. That's just wrong. I can tell you how we could be the richest country on earth. It's all energy. We have more energy resources than any country on earth. Drill, baby, drill. Frack, baby, frack. It will take care of all of our European country friends, allies. They'll no longer be dependent on Vladimir Putin. And that will make America the richest country on earth. Why do you think all these Middle Eastern countries are so rich? It's all oil. And we have more oil, natural gas, which is a clean burning gas, than they do. And we're just too stupid to tap into it. And we probably could eliminate after a number of years. We could pay off the debt.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Kamala Harris, the liberal California politician, the farthest left major candidate we've ever seen, could become the next president of the United States of America. This should frighten you to the core. She supported open borders. She's failed us as the current borders are. And she even helped raise money to get criminals out of jail. This could be a disaster not only for our safety, but the economy at large. Have you seen her new tax plan? It could be the nail in the coffin for our country. That's why you need to stop what you're doing right now and reach out to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco has over 6,000 five-star reviews and has helped people just like you purchase over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. Call 855-815-GOLD to get your free 2024 gold and silver kit, plus up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Paid for by Goldco.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Insurance is a fascinating business. Things that happen to you or me randomly occur with virtual certainty in the insurance business. A car wreck, a house fire, a disabling injury. We may go through our entire lives without any of these things happening, but an insurance pool with tens of millions of customers, the percentage that suffer these events is knowable with great precision. Buying an insurance policy involves a trade-off between a small, certain payment, the premium, and a large, unpredictable loss. We choose the payment to buy ourselves the certainty, even if most of the time it may be wasted money. Insurance premiums reflect those percentages or risks. If they're set too low, the insurer loses money. Too high, and they risk competition that would steal their business. It works the other way as well. If premiums are lower than risks, then more people will sign up and the insurers lose. But if low risks are priced too high, those who are safe risks will opt out and fewer policies will be written. I'm Patrick Barkey.
524180, your independent insurance agent.
Brought to you from the Hot Spring Spas and Hot Tub Company, Friends Recommend Studio.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Here's another headline at MontanaTalks.com right now. The Wall Street Journal, why Democrats are trying to destroy a Montana business. Here's part of our conversation yesterday with the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel, and John Jackson was also in the house for this conversation as well. John Jackson and I were just talking about the Montana Free Press, which is, you know, funded by these Democrat liberal mega donors. They provide their news to newspapers, and then they get copy and pasted into these news stories. They were one of the first to run with this phony BS attack against Bridger Aerospace and Tim Sheehy's company. It's outrageous what they did. And the media has just shown, I mean, they used some liberal, business professor at the University of Montana to do this attack. You just wrote a big column, actually, for the Wall Street Journal about how John Tester and the Democrats have been bashing this Montana company, deliberately trying to tear down a Montana company just to try to help themselves politically.
Well, your sign in all of this, in my mind, is you go back to this summer and, you know, Bridger Aerospace, something Montana should be very proud of as a company, one of Montana's few listed companies, but it's also not an enormous entity. We're not talking about Boeing here or, you know, Starbucks. It's a small growing company here in the state. And when you suddenly have the Washington Post and the national MSNBC reporter doing these long dig-in stories about supposedly its terrible finances, and they say the same things and make the same accusations, and they run a day apart from each other, you should know what's going on, obviously. And it did start here locally, probably because of those who were trying to make the argument could get a little bit more traction before they could get someone to bite. But it's a great example of the press piling on.
Yeah, and we could see it because I've known about Bridger Aerospace for about, 10 years, because as a veteran, I served in Iraq and Afghanistan. John here was with the federal law enforcement agency in Afghanistan, but I knew the veterans that worked for Tim Sheehy. Incredible business, aerial firefighting business. And these young men and women were coming home from overseas, and they had economic opportunity because of this business. The business was getting accolades left and right, but then all of a sudden, Tim Sheehy is being named as a candidate for the United States Senate, and then deliberate attacks against that company start happening.
Yeah, and think about that, because I was most shocked when I saw an ad from John Tester actually joining in on this and bashing on the company and suggesting it was failing. What senator does that? All right. I mean, we have partisan politics, but you should want local businesses to be thriving and doing well. And if you actually did think that there was a concern, you should be asking, what can I do to help? Not piling on. It was really quite remarkable to me. And the other thing, too, is, yeah, not only does this business offer a lot of great employment for veterans and local people, also, my understanding is that when you get a job there at Bridger Aerospace, you are issued equity, you stock in the company. So as these Democratic attacks have continued, it has helped to drive down Bridger Aerospace's stock price. That is hitting employees in their 401ks. I know that there are locals that have invested in the company because they were proud to see a locally owned and grown company. They're getting hit by these attacks as well, too. And then just to your final point, you're here, you're Montanan. I grew up in Oregon. Firefighters are a really big, deadly, terrible thing. And we should be celebrating advances that are not only saving property, but saving lives.
All right, that was the Wall Street Journal's Kimberly Strassel in studio on Tuesday's Montana Talks, along with John Jackson. If you missed it, hey, download the Montana Talks app, full podcast audio every day, all 4 hours of this show. Or if you're already on like Spotify, if you do podcasts that way, you can get the Montana Talks podcast via Spotify as well. Speaking of podcasts, did you guys hear Donald Trump is going to be on with Joe Rogan? Can't wait for that one.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced U.S. taxpayer expense.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What Do You Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager? Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.